cocktail fans, welcome to another episode of the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. I believe episode 20.
Is this our 20?
Yeah.
We started it already?
Number 20, yeah.
I've hit the record button. Number 20?
We started number 20. I'm Dave.
I'm Jason.
And I'm still Fred.
And he's still Fred. I'm still glad. Fred. Makes me feel better that he's still Fred.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to change my name when I got famous.
Oh. So
I'm right on the verge. I think once we get to episode 30.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll check our stats and see how much more popular you've become.
That's right.
I know. You're taking over Instagram.
I'll be known as Frederick.
Really? Now, what about all the fans that followed you as Fred? And now does Frederick have to start over from scratch?
Yes. Yeah. That's how I'm going to show just how popular I am.
Wow.
He's going to have his own Instagram account.
That's right.
That's Frederick.
The gentleman of
Frederick of Hollywood.
Yes.
You can do all of the costuming for the show.
Perfect. I'm in.
All right. But what's in for cocktails for this episode, gents?
Well, we've been taunting people for a couple of episodes about Galliano.
One of my favorite golf islands. Galliano.
Yeah. That bottle that's in the back of your parents' cupboard. It's under the sink. It's in the dining room somewhere. Because your mom thought the bottle looked nice.
Well, it does look nice. We've got it right here.
Yeah.
No,
it's a nice yellow.
Look at that.
Nice yellow hue.
It's got a nice color.
Yes. Yeah. And anybody that's ever written about it has said that the ladies like the bottle.
Sure.
I'm starting to become suspicious of the bottle itself, actually.
And what are the key ingredients in Galliano? Let me have a
everybody. I was going to have a snort.
Everybody have a swig of Galliano. Yeah.
But it's a sort of a vanilla.
Yeah, it's got a vanilla.
And is there, I was going to taste it straight so I could say, you know what, I tasted it straight, which we should all do.
Mm-hmm.
And you at home should do the same thing. Yeah. Because doesn't it also have a licorice-y element to it? Or is it an anise element?
It's star anise I think, one of the key...
Okay.
The herbs in it. Juniper berries actually in it too.
Oh.
To get a gin kick off it.
The little blurb here in Dale DeGroff's book, The Essential Cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Dale DeGroff, he's a hell of a guy.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. If you don't have a Dale DeGroff book in your cocktail book collection,
I don't.
You suck.
Wow. And Dale DeGroff, he's called King Cocktail, right?
He's the king of the cocktail.
So there's a King Cocktail. And then there's Ted Haig.
Is he related to Neil deGrasse?
He's not. He's Dale DeGroff Tyson? Is that what you're trying
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
And then there's a Dr. Cocktail.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
I think we should call Jason the Prime Minister of Cocktail. What do you think? Because I don't think it's ever taken. I mean, you hear people saying, hey, I'm the king of carpets.
Yeah. Well,
there's no prime minister of carpets.
You're right.
All right. That's going to be the cover of your cocktail book. Prime Minister of Cocktail.
The PM. I'll give you this. Here's a little blurb right here from the front of the book. Dale DeGroff is widely regarded as the world's foremost mixologist.
Mm-hmm.
Hailed by the New York Times.
Fake news.
Failing New York Times.
Dishonest media.
Hailed by the New York Times as single-handedly responsible for what's been called the cocktail renaissance.
Oh, he did it.
He earned his reputation during his 12 years at the fashionable Promenade Bar in New York City's Rainbow Room. So, I mean, he's the guy that helped bring it back.
Well, then I'm all for him.
Right. And so he writes in his book here, which I should have looked more at. Galliano, I'll paraphrase, dates from 1896, has top flavor notes of lavender, anise, and vanilla.
Mm.
And the Galliano, Italians are also masters of product design, and the tall, live Galliano bottle is a great package. This is one bottle that is never thrown out when all the liquor is gone, because all the women want to take it home.
Looks nice with flowers in it.
I guess it would. And it can be drunk unadulterated over finely crushed ice. Mm. But the liqueur found its audience mainly as an ingredient in the Harvey Wallbanger.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which we're not doing.
We're not doing that.
It was too pedestrian.
Too easy.
It had vodka in it, too.
Well,
and we're sort of shying away from vodka.
Well, because it doesn't bring anything to the game.
Exactly.
Normally.
The unwritten rule of Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure.
No vodka?
No vodka.
What about the Moscow Mule?
Well, we haven't done it yet.
Oh, I guess you're right. I guess so. That is the rule then.
Yes, the unwritten rule. And the Golden Cadillac, which is the one that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be doing Dale DeGroff's, at least he listed it here, the Golden Cadillac. But it's supposed to be more of a dessert version of a Gambino drink. And so Fred has the floor with something he's found online called...
The Malata Daisy, which is, I guess, our main course.
Yeah. Excellent.
It'd be an appetizer, but we don't have anything to go in between the appetizer and the dessert, so I'm going to go with main course.
Take it away.
Don't drop your voice too much. We need to have you.
I want to make them get closer to the speaker, and then when I raise the volume, they get startled.
Oh, okay.
See how that works?
Yeah.
Because it just happened.
It did.
All over the place.
Evil genius.
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah, the Malata Daisy. So I did a little diddle digging, and of all the ones I saw, this is the most interesting. And as it turned out, afterwards, it actually won the 2009 Bacardi Legacy Cocktail Competition in the UK.
I'm okay.
Oh, good.
And Bacardi, because there's rum in it?
Because there's rum in it.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, and my apologies to the Bacardi family, this is almost an insult, because I looked and I could have sworn I had Bacardi, but I did not. I seem to have invested heavily in Havana Club, which ironically is made in the old Bacardi plant, which was just going to make people angry. And I apologize in advance. The next time I make it, I'll...
But it's super authentic.
It's super authentic.
It's made in Bacardi, probably to the old Bacardi recipes.
Possibly. I don't know. But yeah, and the fellow that invented it, where's his name? I have to read the name because it's it doesn't trip off the tongue exactly. Agostino Perone.
Mm.
At the Connaught Bar at the Connaught. It is a hotel, but it's not the Connaught Hotel. It's just the Connaught.
Oh.
In London, in Mayfair. About a block from where we were having drinks at Trader Vic's.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, had we known?
Had we known, we would have had another drink. Yes. We'd have been six that day.
And I would cannot remember.
I can barely remember Trader Vic's.
Remember a pretty girl at Trader Vic's.
I just remember a cocktail. Where were you looking?
Well, I had my back to the wall so I could scoop the bar.
I always have my back to the people and my face to the wall.
Yes.
I got to sit down first. This is what I've got to do.
Exactly. I sat down first.
You beelined. You made a beeline for it.
Oh, my back hurt.
So the Malata Daisy, invented by Agostino.
And does it follow rules of daisies? We've had a daisy before, right?
That's
Dave?
Right. And I was looking that up. So he says that this is the modern iteration, if you like, of... Now, it's funny. The Bacardi site says of the daiquiri, but his accent is so thick, I believe he says margarita, because the margarita
was
from the daisy.
Exactly.
So it doesn't make sense if it was a daiquiri.
Right. Lies.
Yeah. Now, plus the daisy also has some fizz in it. It has a club soda.
Mm, okay.
Quite often. So I thought maybe we'd try a splash of club soda in it later, maybe?
Sure.
Unless we really like it the way it is, which we should, because it won an award in 2009, for God's sake.
Hey.
Hey. and by the way, you can watch Agostino make it online on YouTube. He's better than me, because he's paid to do it. So he does a very good job of it. And
maybe we could... We being me.
Yeah. No.
Maybe I can put a link on the blog of this very episode.
Maybe, and just skip this episode altogether. Just
maybe I can embed the video.
I don't think you can.
Oh my God, I bet I can do it.
All right, if you say so.
All right.
So so the ingredients, this is quite interesting. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't made it before.
Good.
So we've got 2 ounces of rum. 1 ounce of freshly squeezed lime juice. And he specifies the lime press because you want the oils.
Mm.
So we'll be using the lime press.
Is that your Christmas lime press?
That's my Christmas lime. It's not just for Christmas limes. It can also be used for Easter limes.
There's no such thing as Easter limes.
A bar spoon of castor sugar, a bar spoon of fennel seeds. Now, he put in about 1.5 to 2 when I watched him do it on the video. So, obviously, there's a little bit of monkeying around with the recipe here.
Oh, yeah. No, you're going to be Mr. Business.
Oh, yeah. I'm Mr. Business. fennel seeds, 1/2 ounce of dark creme de cacao, and then 1/3 of a part of Galliano. So, Galliano's... sort of a minor player in this.
Yeah.
But they say it's for the top notes.
Okay. I think Galliano was not featured.
Not too heavy, because it is quite a strong flavor. It's a little bit like limoncello. I've tried using limoncello in cocktails, and I think you have to get down to about an eighth of an ounce before it starts to taste like anything other than limoncello. I don't care what you're mixing it with.
All right.
So I think that's the thing with Galliano, is it's a very, got a lot of flavor to it. So.
Is that actually caster sugar or just old regular sugar?
That's caster sugar.
Good for you.
Yeah, no, apparently at some point in the last few years, Laura needed to caster sugar to make a recipe for something.
Mm-hmm.
That's Fred's wife, in case you don't know.
Of course they know.
They've got the trading cards.
But yes, and so she ended up with a lot of... I said, we don't have any caster sugar, do we? She said, I think we got some in here somewhere. How am I doing here?
You're doing okay. A lot of British baking recipes call for golden caster sugar, and it's hard to find here.
The golden stuff.
Jamie Oliver is Mr. Golden Caster Sugar.
Oh. Well, sure. It's like a lot of the cocktail recipes that call for stuff I've never heard of before. I may be a little light on lime juice here. Oh, that was juicy one. Maybe it'll be okay.
Limes are cheap right now.
Yeah, I brought two.
Yeah. Too few.
Too few. I think I needed three, but Let's make it. Let me see how we're doing. Oh, yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. I don't know who's making limes,
yeah,
but whoever makes limes puts always the right amount in them.
Keep it up. Keep up the good work.
That's right.
Lime makers.
Lime Incorporated.
Yeah.
The Lime Cartel.
Don't mention the Lime Cartel.
There we go. I'm gonna
Excellent.
Do the trick.
And so you've got the oils from in. Okay.
Yeah, well, they want the oils, and so we're getting oils.
What year did this win the award?
2009.
So it's not a very old drink.
No. So basically, you mix the two bar spoons of the caster sugar,
mm-hmm.
and you mix it together
with the lime juice.
With the lime juice, he says that the acid helps the. Helps the sugar dissolve. I give that a bit of a stir.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's I don't know. I just hit the sound effect button.
I thought that was the cowbell on the creme de cacao.
Yeah.
I thought you had to muddle some fennel seeds.
Funny you should mention that. They get muddled in the juice.
Oh, I thought they were pre-muddled.
No, they freshly cracked to release the flavor. If I had a bigger jar, I would just scoop them out. But so I'm going to go with two.
Uh-huh.
It says one, but I saw him do a good two. So
two bar spoons of fennel seeds that are going to now be crushed in the lime juice and sugar.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Now, they say gently.
Right.
I don't know any way to...
No, I don't think you can gently crush a thing. So now, if I ordered this in a bar, I would have left by now.
Oh, yeah. No, you haven't got time for this. It's like ordering the Peking duck. You really got to do it the day before.
Yeah. Is the souffle made fresh? Sure is. I'll have it.
Yeah.
It takes an hour. I'm all right.
I've done that. For dessert? Actually, no, I didn't do that. Everybody else did it. It's a long story.
Mm. As long as the souffle takes?
Yeah. I'll give you the short version. So I was organizing the Christmas party. I had a budget. Everything was worked out to the T. I said, here, order off this special menu I've got for us. So half the table didn't order that. They ordered the souffle because it was twice as much as we had budgeted.
Ah.
And it was going to take 45 minutes. So while they were doing that, they ordered their double Remy Martins.
Wow. This was this year's Christmas party?
No, this was about 15 years ago.
Oh, you don't work there anymore, right?
I don't work there anymore, and I don't organize Christmas parties anymore. So, because people, apparently after one drink, they just say, screw it, they can afford this. So, yeah, we can afford
that. Alcohol is a way of doing that.
Yes.
You know, it makes you think, well, I can afford another.
Yep. The company said, yes, we can afford that. Yeah. That's coming out of next year's Christmas party's budget.
So. That's right. I hope you like this year's Christmas party, because
Fred won't be here next year.
It's also next year's Christmas party. And your bonus.
And your bonus.
What do you think about that?
So, yeah, there you go. That's what you get for trying to screw over the company.
Oh, dear.
You get nothing. All right, so I think I've done as much as I can damage as I can do to those poor fennel seeds.
Right, and they're going to be strained anyway.
Oh, sure. No, they're going to. The abuse isn't over. So now, creme de cacao. Well, it smells chocolatey.
We had that in the 20th century.
And the 21st century, right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, we've carried it over
the 20th century as well.
The 20th century cocktail.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
How was it?
We liked it. That was when they had lemon juice in it, as well as the chocolate, and you'd think it wouldn't work, and it did.
We are we're some lucky hombres. I don't know why I said hombres. Anyway, so half an ounce of this stuff, if I can read, and I can't.
That's a great measuring jigger, except that it's so detailed that I always have five teaspoons, or I have tablespoons turned to me, or I've got cups turned to me.
Can't quite get the detail, but it is a...
Exactly. I guess that's the point, Jesus.
That's the point.
Yeah. It's got so many measurements on it.
Your other one...
At least I wasn't the only person.
We're drinking that one. No cap for it.
I'll just pan over to Jason.
It wouldn't be a show if somebody didn't drop something on the floor.
Yes. I just broke two cocktail glasses before the podcast, so Fred, you know, he's never to be outdone by me, so...
And I broke two hearts just on the way over.
Oh, my.
Wow. That's,
I was hauling them to the transplant clinic.
Oh, yikes. So now everybody knows what you do for a living. All right, here we go. Here's a...
Transplant Uber driver. Uber driver.
It's making it hard for me to measure this stuff.
Sorry.
Cut the comedy. Unless there's no off switch. All right. There's our rum. Now, we need buckets of ice. Sorry, beaucoup de ice.
Oh, beaucoup. Or a bouquet of ice.
There we go. Get these things.
Tongue trouble.
I don't have tongue trouble.
Oops.
Is that Dave's shaker, or did you bring a shaker tonight?
I brought a shaker.
Oh.
This is my limited edition shaker. It's only limited because, you know, they only made it for a little while.
Why is it limited? Oh, it's got 007 on it.
Oh, does it?
Oh.
Wow. License to drink.
I think that's what he... That's really the only license that he wants.
Right. License to spell.
I was making the cocktail on the weekend, and I didn't quite put my finger over top of this.
Yes.
Apparently, the gases inside expanded, and it just sort of popped up and sprayed all over me a little bit.
I'm having that with my shaker a little bit. Gasket problem. That's why Dave's an old shaker with the many threaded.
Oh, yeah. No, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah. No, it's built for your detonating kind of cocktails.
So what I'm going to do now...
Ooh. Rimmer. Everybody's favorite character from
Red Dwarf.
Red Dwarf.
Oh, I see. And that's the powder.
Yep.
That's nice.
So I've got some fancy cocoa powder.
Here. This is our first flare episode.
Cocoa powder.
We have yet to rim a glass.
That's right. So this is natural cocoa powder from Bernard Caliboo.
Really? Could you use Quick?
You could use Quick. I'd be tempted to. So this one is not Dutched, so it doesn't have any alkali in it. What does that mean? I don't know.
Wow, Dutched?
It's not, it hasn't been Dutched, so it hasn't got, yeah, that's what they say.
But is this a diss to the Dutch?
It's a diss to the Dutch. So it's foregone one level of processing, so they say if you're going
to... Does the Dutch ambassador have to be here to see this?
No, it's not Dutched, so it's a good thing. Okay. He would...
He'd be furious.
He would. He would say, what are you doing?
Well, you know what they say.
No.
If you're not Dutched, you're not much. So we'll see.
I've actually had Dutch people say that to me.
Yeah. My dad thought that was like one of the funniest things you could say to a Dutch person. I don't think it's a funny thing to say to a Dutch person, but what you've said is that they're saying it. Maybe that's why they didn't want to be beaten to the punch. Yeah. They're trying to work it into the conversation. And then my dad comes along.
There, see, I'm getting better at it. Look at that one.
Oh, yeah, no, you're Mr. Rimjob.
You know, I told you before.
There's a reason why there's a restricted warning on this podcast.
Just
Jason tends to get filthy.
He does.
And he hasn't even had a drink yet.
You know, I got to apologize for last episode. I think mixing the cold medication with all of that port and gin.
That's never a good idea.
No, because I listened to the whole episode, of course, and we were done with the drinks halfway through, and the rest of it was just.
Just you rambling?
Well, no, but I accused you of.
Yes, I know. Fraud. I don't know. What was it that week?
It was the science of the cocktails debate. Oh, right. Remember?
That's about right.
It's the Galliano.
Oh, so the Galliano goes into the bottom of the glass separately?
Yes.
Oh, it doesn't get shaken with everybody?
No, it does not.
Why is that?
Because it makes it fancy.
Oh. So if I'd ordered a steak at the same time as I
ordered... The steak would be done first.
Because you are making three of them.
I am making three of them.
And talking all the way through.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm... Talking my yaps a bunch.
Are you going to strain that?
Who gets the extra fennel seeds? I guess that's mine. Thank you for mentioning that. I bought the strainer just...
I know, you bought a fancy strainer.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice. Beautiful. And gorgeous.
The triplets.
The triplets. It's the internet nickname for us.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, no, the fine straining is quite the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is.
And you have...
Sorry about the mess, Dave.
No, I'm used to it. Every other Tuesday. I'm like Cinderella. Cleaning up. Well, you guys go off to the ball and have yourself a great time.
Sure enough.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I guess that's about all we're going to get out of that one.
I think that is fantastic.
No, I think that's more than enough. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll see. So, who gets the perfectly rimmed glass?
Oh, I'll give that to Jason.
Oh, thank you.
And I get Dave's sort of not great. Mine's got fennel seeds. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
Extra roughage for...
Right. I certainly get the chocolate off the rim there, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But sort of a citrusy... Chocolatey
goodness. So run it down again, what's in it?
So this is rum, lime juice, caster sugar, fennel, creme de cacao, and Galliano with the cacao rim.
With the cocoa rim.
Cocoa rim.
All right, here we go.
All right. Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's like that. Funny.
Yeah.
It is funny. Yeah. Yeah.
The texture of the cocoa is just unexpected. Well, I mean, I knew it was coming, but...
I knew it was coming, and yet I didn't. Because it went all over my lips.
But it adds a sort of a silkiness to it.
It does.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Full of citrusy goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And seeds.
And fennel seeds. Yeah. More in Fred's than ours, but that's fine.
No, that...
Can you find the Galliano in there?
Well, that's why I say we should have maybe tried it on its own so that we could find it in the drink.
Yeah.
I get, of course, the citrus from the lime juice.
Mm-hmm.
The rum is... I think it's there because...
It's boozy?
Because it's boozy, but it's not too boozy.
Yeah, no.
Of course, the cocoa fills up everything because you breathe it all in as you take your first sip. Then you have chocolate in the flavor. And then the fennel.
I think Fred is choking on one of the fennels. Yeah. Hold on, folks. You okay, Fred?
Yeah, no.
And so fennel has a little bit of that kind of licorice-y anise flavor as well.
I think I could have done because I was doing a double size, it was hard to get a good crush on the fennel.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was going to do it again, I would maybe crush the fennel, muddle the fennel with the sugar before adding the citrus.
Yeah, well...
To get more of a bite on it.
Because when you told me you were going to do this, and I looked online quickly on my phone at lunch today, where I was having all-day breakfast at McDonald's. Oh, my phone is not on because of recording issues. But I thought that they were muddled first. And I don't know if that would make it any easier to muddle them first. Even to bang them in a mortar and pestle and then dump them in. I don't know.
That's worth trying. I was following what Agostino did on the video. So, but again, he's making a single one, and so the the same size shaker, so less liquid in it, so easier to get a grip on the on the seeds there. And but I mean, it's still there.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great drink. Yeah. I think it's fun. Yeah. And I think your original description is it's funny, because it is. Yeah. It kind of tickled me to have it. It was like, that was my reaction. It was like, oh, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's similar to the 20th century in that you get a chocolate and a citrus flavor together that you maybe think isn't going to work.
Mm-hmm. No.
But it, because the chocolate is up front, then it goes away a little bit, and the citrus rides, and then the citrus fades, but the chocolate still stays.
From the creme de cacao. And don't skip the rim.
No. That really adds to it. I'm surprised how much it adds to it.
No, it makes a big difference to, because you get that mouthfeel. It gives it almost a silky texture, even though there's no silky texture to the drink, but it just, yeah, it's like a circus.
Mm-hmm. Without the elephants.
Good thing, too.
And I like that every sip you take has a seed in it.
Yeah.
From what I've seen you drink so far.
Everyone that I've had so far has a seed in it. I should just start swallowing them.
Or plant it in your garden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, you grow a fennel
bush.
Tree?
Bulb?
It's more like a bulb, yeah.
Yes, it looks like dill. Mm-hmm. But don't plant it near your dill. Because it buggers up your dill.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Makes your dill taste like licorice?
Yeah, I think, it cross-pollinates it.
Oh, dear.
Disaster all the way around.
Mm. Well, that was cool.
That was cool. Thank you for bringing that in.
Yeah, I'm glad. It stood out. I have to say, it just, when you look at it compared to a lot of the other stuff I was looking at, they seemed kind of pedestrian compared to the wonders of this.
So. Mm-hmm.
No, and it won an award.
And it won an award.
2009 Bacardi Legacy Cocktail Competition.
And it wasn't just the Harvey Wallbanger, which is Galliano with vodka and orange juice. Is there something else in there, too? There might
I think that might be... might throw a maraschino cherry in it.
Right.
And once again, my apologies to the Bacardi family. Please don't sue me.
And then there's the Freddy Fudd Pucker.
Yes.
Which is the tequila version of it.
Right.
And again, it seemed like that was just... cheating to tease people with Galliano drinks.
Yes.
Only to say, here you go.
It's all about the tequila. I think that's I'm going to try and make that again. That's worth the effort. I think now that I've done it once, it'll go quicker the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That was great.
Yes.
I'm going to clear my stuff out of the way here. Have you got something you're going to do?
Yes, episode number two.
Well, then we're going to have our dessert. Now we... You could stay over there if you want, and I could do it over here, or I could go back over there.
If you,
I'll go back over there.
All right. I'll walk this out to the
curb.
To the curb.
The curb. Yes.
Look at all the tools. Yeah. I was glad to be able to use all my tools for a change.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Now you can finally write those off on your taxes.
So you're making the golden. Let me get this right. Yeah, the Golden Cadillac.
A Golden Cadillac. And according to Dale, it's called Golden because it was created in Gold Country.
That's right. It was just reading it here. It was created at Poor Red Saloon in El Dorado, California, near Sutter's Mill.
Yeah.
2.5 hours east of San Francisco, which was Gold Rush territory, yes. This is not officially an Alexander spinoff, but it does fit into the same category of sweet, creamy, dessert-like drinks.
Oh, one thing I was going to do, and I don't know if I should do it now. We're talking about whether this was an official Daisy, the Mulata Daisy. I'm sorry, I'm stepping on your...
No, that's... Yeah. There's no stepping.
Yeah.
One thing that Agostino had mentioned is that this is, I think, did I mention it? Modern version of the...
The margarita. The
margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which on the website it says daiquiri, but I'm pretty sure if you listen to him in the video, he says margarita. But it should have a fizz in it.
Oh, right. We were going to throw a splash of...
Should I do that? Or?
Sure. I mean, sure, I only have the tiniest bit left, but the tiniest bit of fizz just to see what happens.
Just a splash. Just to see what...
Thank you.
Okay.
Make sure we're the same. Just a little experimento.
Chin chin.
Oh.
Make any difference?
No.
Really? No.
It takes away from the intensity.
It does.
No fun at all.
No fun at all.
It needs to be strong. I apologize for ruining your drinks.
Yeah, well, there we go. The legacy of Fred Partridge, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there was one book that I looked in about
when I was trying to find the Galliano. But it's kind of this cheesy cocktail book, and so I didn't use any of it. But it had like a pink Cadillac, and it had a golden Cadillac. It had, I think it maybe even had a two other Cadillacs. Mm-hmm. They were all sort of based on the same thing, but I didn't use it because the book seemed cheesy to me.
No. You're going to name it, are you?
I'm not going to name it yet because maybe we're going to try it. And it won't be cheesy, but it just looked cheesy. Yeah. It's a great book.
Okay.
But then I thought, I'm going to see if Dale DeGroff had one in his book, The Essential Cocktail, because I figured he's going to get it right.
Right.
And basically what you just read there, Dave, is what he had in here. Mm-hmm. And he has it listed under variations of the Alexander, which used to be made with gin.
Oh.
It's a Prohibition-era drink. Bathtub gin being awful to drink. They would treat it with fat and sweet.
Right.
So you got your sugars, your cocos, and your creams.
Right.
And then somewhere along the way, he says, brandy got into it. And I see Fred has chocolate all over his face, so
I think we all do.
I'll put the camera down. Can you get anybody photos?
We've got a big milk mustache from the... And so then, somehow they got into the brandy, and then so then it became the Brandy Alexander with cognac and what have you. But he says the gin one is still pretty tasty. However, we're not doing that.
No.
And Brandy Alexanders make me laugh only because Harry Nilsson and John Lennon got kicked out of that club in L.A. They went down and saw. I think they went down and they heckled the Smothers Brothers and got booted out of. What's the club?
Comedy Store?
No. Right
on Santa Monica Boulevard there.
What was the one that River Phoenix died outside of?
Oh, the Viper Room.
Oh, that's the Viper Room. So it wasn't obvious, the Viper Room. Oh.
The owner...
some classic old...
Yeah.
It'll drive me crazy.
It'll be in the Whiskey blog. A Go-Go?
It might have been the Whiskey A Go-Go.
Yeah, okay.
Might have been the Whiskey A Go-Go. I think that was the story. Anyway, so so there's a Brandy Alexander fun. Anyway, so there he says here that it's not officially an Alexander, but it fits it because of the sweet, creamy, desserty drinks. Da 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 da. And this is going to have more Galliano in it. Again, I have not tried it.
Okay.
And so maybe we should.
Yeah.
Because I got all this stuff.
You got all this stuff. Yeah. What are we going to do with it otherwise?
I'll go for it.
I got a thing. And I think, Freddie, you used my measure.
Oh, did I?
Not that it's a problem, but I don't want to dirty up yours.
Well,
yours.
But I dirtied up mine. Or, no, you dirty it up. We're going to wash them both before we go anyway.
All right.
You're going to wash them? I think Dave is going to be involved
a lot of this stuff. We're not going to leave it behind.
The recipe for the Golden Cadillac.
Yes.
According to Dale DeGroff, an ounce of Galliano, an ounce of white creme de cacao. And that's what we've got here.
Okay, so Galliano's a major player in this one.
Galliano is, yes, so it's an ounce, and then 2 ounces of heavy cream. And so we are using whipping cream, the heaviest cream we can get.
Yes.
I mean, I can barely lift this, and it's only a half pint. So, yeah, so it's going to be sweet from the cacao, and it's going to be creamy from the deal there. And we've got a little bit of cinnamon to put on top of it, which is over. So that will be big fun. And we're going to have to shake the hell out of this one because it's going to have all that cream in it.
Yeah.
So, get some tongs. Remember Kathy Tong? Whatever happened to Kathy Tong?
The movie reviewer?
Is she a movie reviewer now?
Well, there's many Kathy Tongs, I think. I went to high school with Kathy Tong. You wouldn't know her because she would be my age.
Yeah, no, she did a show. She did one of the shows at the White Rock Playoffs, and then she was a model.
Oh, that's it. You see, that's a different one. No, I think she went on to become a model.
Well, I guess once you do that, you never look back.
That's right.
Hello, Kathy Tong, wherever you are. Okay, Galliano.
Oh, that's great stuff. I might pour some over ice when I get home.
You might. You might.
Yeah.
So now your measuring thing. Oh, there it is. Because we double the recipes that we make here. We give you the real one, but it's always a little bit of an adventure for us because we got to double it up there. So that's the ounce of Galliano. And look at this. I'm going to crack this bottle. Here, I'll come right up by the microphone. Oh, yeah. That's fresh when you hear the plastic split like that.
Yep.
Doesn't get any better than that.
No, we're a class act in this place.
And again, where's the... I mean, I know where it... There it is, 2 ounces.
That's called dead air.
Yeah, I know. I just want to see how long we can go.
We're supposed to drop in a commercial here from our sponsor, but we don't have a sponsor.
We don't have any yet, so this space could be yours.
Could be your space.
And then let's get this cream in here. This is going to be something, guys. I don't know.
Have we done a cream one? We haven't done a cream one.
If we have, we certainly haven't done one with whipping cream or heavy cream.
Yeah. There's supposed to be lumps in it?
Yeah, I like to get it old.
Clearance.
That's right. I get clearance cream.
Yeah.
Clearance cream water revival. All right. Hopefully that this will mix.
I think it's going to curdle.
It might. Colonel Saunders.
Colonel Saunders. So we got the Galliano, we got the creme de cacao, now we got the cream.
Yeah, now we're going to try to shake the hell out of it.
Shake your cocktail.
And I brought my Hawthorne strainer because I didn't think that the little top of this IKEA shaker was going to handle it. Here we go.
I brought my Hawthorne strainer too, but you're going to hurt yourself doing that. I think you're supposed to... I don't think that's the right... You're going to pull a muscle.
If we're lucky, I will. All right, a little bit more. Okay.
How you feeling?
Good. I like to shake it so it's so cold you can't hold the thing. Then you know you've got it.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You got it going there.
It already looks like it's a milkshake.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a little exhausted. Mm-hmm. I'd have to stop the tape for a while.
Oh, if only we had tape.
Tape.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That does look good, doesn't it?
It does.
Wonder
if you can make that with dark creme de cacao, because I got a bottle full. Maybe I'll have one of those when I get home.
Wow. This is maybe almost too much for our cocktail glasses. Oh, no, maybe not. Look at that. These guys, you know, who am I to doubt a recipe that was done almost 100 years ago?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not going to work. Excellente. And then we'll just do a little shake of cinnamon on there. Look at that, huh?
Yeah.
A thing of beauty.
Sure. There we go.
There we go.
Wow, that's substantial looking.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Like,
stick to your ribs, as they may say.
It should stick to your ribs. Because I also put wallpaper paste in it.
Oh, excellent. Excellent, yeah.
All right. Cheers, gentlemen. This is now our dessert.
Dessert cocktail?
Yes. Makes that pleasant
clunk,
clicky noise.
Well, you're right. That's like a big boozy milkshake.
I'd drink that all night long.
The Golden Cadillac.
If McDonald's had these, they make a fortune.
Oh yeah.
And so I guess is there a slight yellowy color to it?
A little bit.
It'd be a little bit. Yeah.
The only color that's in it is. Well, white from the cream, but the yellow from the Galliano.
Yeah. It's very subtle, but a little bit. But
definitely a dessert drink.
You don't need to add anything to that.
Mm-mm. But not really a pre-dinner one, they say.
No. You wouldn't eat your dinner.
No.
I'd have three of these.
That's nice. In fact, you could make it with sour cream and have it with a baked potato. Chives on top instead of the cinnamon?
Yeah, I think so. That's interesting. Yeah, the baked potato cocktail.
They're very smooth. Thank goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. No, well,
the proportions are just right. I'll tell you, they've got 150 years of practice to really fine-tune this recipe.
Yeah, no, so whoever isn't drinking Galliano, get that bottle out, because there are... Even the Harvey Wallbanger is going to be a pleasant thing for you, but there's also these wonderful other options here. This was the Golden Cadillac. The Hurricane has a little bit of Galliano in it.
Yep.
What the hell else did? There was one other one in here. Let me see if I can spot it.
But I think, you know, even looking back at the recipe, and far be it for me to second guess our good friend at the Connaught Bar in the Mayfair, but I would monkey around with the proportions there just to see what how it changes the drink on the Daisy Malata. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing, the Malata thing seemed kind of weird because it's, if you look it up, it's gets mixed up with mulatto from time to time, which is not a pleasant term, but it seems that in, I believe it's Cuban, but and the way certainly Agustina seemed to describe it briefly in the video on YouTube, which you may be posting to our something somewhere.
It's called a blog, Fred. Maybe you should visit sometime.
I keep thinking it's a we're making a magazine.
Yeah,
but it's to do with the women that sort of deliver fruit in the streets. So the glass that you use, and we don't have the coupe. We used a wine glass, but you're supposed to do it in a coupe. The coupe is sort of like the basket they carry the fruit in, and so that's the. But it references the women that deliver fruit in the to the market. So that they're called the La Malata.
Okay. So we dedicate this episode to them,
to La Malata,
because we're gentlemen.
Exactly.
Help gentlemen. Them out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, the other one that was in Dale's book here was called the International Stinger, which it was an ounce of Galliano and an ounce of Metaxa.
Hmm.
And I didn't know if we could get Metaxa.
We can get Metaxa.
It's almost Metax time.
Oh, yeah.
A Greek brandy called Metaxa, which is distinctively flavored with vegetal notes, uncommon in other brandies that pair nicely with the botanical herbal notes of Galliano.
Oh, I'm running out of room in my cupboard.
Yes, no, you gotta.
Still not exactly sure where the creme de cacao is going. I've already got the bourbons and the whiskeys in a different room.
Good.
Well, yeah, they don't mix well with others.
Yeah, so, well, no, I'm glad we did this because it was kind of a joke that we were going to make Galliano drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're hooked.
Mm-hmm.
We're drinking it straight. We're freebasing Galliano.
I got to get a bigger bottle.
I came across another Galliano drink. We didn't make it here tonight, but it's fairly easy to make. And I think this would probably go well with Galliano. It's with root beer.
Oh.
So it's you add an ounce and a half of Galliano to a tall glass with ice, fill with 4 ounces of root beer, and garnish with a lemon wheel.
Wow.
But it's got that, because it's got that vanilla taste, and that goes so well with root beer anyways. I could see that being, that's certainly much easier to make than the drinks we made here. So, if you're lazy, folks, give that one a try.
And I think it's
Fred is coming down with the plague.
That's right.
I think I got a whiff of cocoa powder in my nose. But it's a great starter, I think that would be a great starter drink for your average teenager. You know,
it's your starter drink.
For your average 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that seems like that would be perfect because mom and dad aren't drinking the Galliano.
They're not going to miss it.
No.
Root beer is in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go, kids.
Uncle Dave. Pointers.
Yeah.
Underage drinkers.
I used to mix vodka with Dr. Pepper, so.
Oh.
When you were?
Underage?
50.
Wow, that long ago.
Yeah. Well, why not?
Yeah, sure. It's they go to a lot of trouble to make Dr. Pepper. It's got a lot of flavors in it.
Yeah. It's medicinal, like it's right.
Of course.
I think it was a patent medicine at one time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it worked out well. Mm. But this is great. I finished my golden Cadillac. It was so delicious.
Yeah, no, I figured that.
And it's funny when you're shaking it, you actually get a little layer of whipped cream at the top of your cream.
And I was trying to get it to butter, but I just
hey, you were pretty close. I
didn't have the strength.
It was either butter or your coronary. Yeah, but that was great. I was all for mine, but this is like going to, I don't know, DQ and giving a pleasant surprise.
Yes. Adult Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm. ADQ.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. ADQ. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I'm onto something there.
That's right. That's what they should do there. Mm-hmm. They close down the regular restaurant at 8:30.
Yeah.
Right. And until 11, it's all
boozy. Boozy blizzards.
Boozy blizzards.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's your free idea.
There's your $1 million idea right there, folks.
Dairy Queen gets a liquor license, yeah, and they never look back.
Things just take off. No, I mean, but it's hard to judge these two. They're completely different. Mm-hmm. You know, I would like to believe that there's more golden Cadillacs in my future.
I think there probably is.
Yeah. But this is, but the Milana Daisy, I tell you, it's very unique. It's got a lot of thoughts gone into it, and no wonder it won, because it's got a lot of flavors that you don't think go together.
Yeah.
And not like, you know, bacon fat and, you know, old feathers. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, there's flavors that...
Your detective series?
Yeah, that's right. It should have sold.
It should have sold. You know what I like about what is it called?
Milata.
The Milata Daisy. Is that it's almost like he checked off the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a mouthfeel.
Yeah.
It tingles on the front of the tongue. It's a different flavor on the side of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, I think it hits everything.
Yeah.
On the other hand, with the Golden Cadillac, it's a sweet, yummy drink that people will want to have more of.
Yeah. You can't just have one.
I was disappointed that I didn't have, you know, a big, the whole shaker wasn't mine.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like when you order a milkshake,
yeah.
And they pour it out, and then they leave the silver tin, and you're like, there's more for me?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Two milkshakes.
That's what I want in my Golden Cadillac.
Okay. Hear that, Dairy Queen? You're going to want a lot of it.
Yeah.
What would be interesting with the Golden Cadillac would be to give it the cocoa rim.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That wouldn't be too tough.
Cocoa rim, cinnamon on the sprinkled on the top, and then the yumminess of the cream and Galliano and white creme de cacao.
Yeah. All right, next time.
In fact, just by doing that, it's a new drink, and I just invented it.
I guess it's yours.
All right.
It's called the Golden Milata.
Oh, wow.
I own it.
And you...
Jason's already sent in the paperwork to the trademark office.
Yeah, where'd you get that stamp?
I took a notary course. There. Endorse it here. Witness. There we go.
Done.
Set it off. UPS. Where'd that UPS guy come from? Was he with you?
I always travel with a UPS guy. Because I like wearing shorts and driving around with the door open.
Wow.
Wow.
So no predictions. We're you know what? We're not going to say what we're doing next.
No, we're going to.
No. We might just do these ones again.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Cinnamon foam is almost like the best part at the end, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
Cow.
Yeah, it's unexpected.
Holy creme de cacao.
Yeah, who knows what. But if you have any ideas out there, stuff that, you know, maybe an ingredient, and we'll find a cocktail to go with it, or we'll just work our way through any of the number of books that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or the internet, which is full of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Including our website, which is gentlemanofelegantleisure.com. And, of course, you can visit us on Instagram. Instagram, which is Cocktail Podcast, is our handle. And, of course, you can subscribe at iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher.
Yes.
Why would I go to Instagram, Dave? What's there?
Well, all kinds of photos and videos of us making these very cocktails.
That's good. As long as it's not any of those vertical videos. Those just make my head spin.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a millennial, Fred. I don't play around with them.
Are you doing vertical videos?
I like the widescreen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The landscape.
I don't think portrait. I don't think I've watched any of the videos.
I don't think I have either.
I'm afraid to see what I look like. Even though I'm wearing the official Gentleman of Elegant Leisure shirt today.
You are.
I am.
With the tie. Available on...
you see, this is that... I got it monogrammed with GEL on it.
Oh.
Gentleman of Elegant Leisure. Sure.
Where can I get one of those?
Well, I don't know. Find a guy that monogrammed stuff.
Yeah. Oh, so now we can't buy them on the website.
No. Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet, exactly.
Yeah.
I got this through Maxwell's.
Well, don't give... No, because that's where we're going to get them and sell them at a huge markup on the website.
But they're sort of half-tailored, and so we can't just be selling off...
Sure, we'll just have a... I'll talk to you off
all right,
off air.
Trace your body. Have a close friend trace you laying down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. On a big sheet. Not a pattern sheet. A nice white sheet.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, again, Leisure monogram shirt.
Mm. Well, should I wrap this, almost wrap this up with a quote?
Have you got a quote?
Oh, I've got a quote. This is from good old George Burns, huh?
We all you're going to do your George Burns.
Gracie. Actually, good night, Gracie.
Hey, Googie.
He said,
it's...
Shut up, Gracie. It takes only one drink to get me drunk. The trouble is, I can't remember if it's the 13th or the 14th.
I like it.
George, there you go. God rest his soul.
Yes.
But he was God, though. Remember, he played God.
That's right. George Burns, rest his soul.
Yes.
And, I guess that wraps it up for another episode. This is episode 20.
Episode 20. Thanks for listening to every last one of them, ladies and gentlemen. We really appreciate
it. No, and by all means, keep the comments coming.
We do get some comments on Instagram.
We should read the mean tweets that we get.
Well, they're very short. They're like, nice photo. Awesome. So it'd be very quick.
Okay. Yeah, no, we could definitely do that then. We've got the time for it.
Well, I just did it.
Oh, is that it?
That's it. Awesome and nice photo.
That concludes our special Instagram edition, episode 21.
So longer comments.
Longer comments. Go to our blog.
Gentlemen
of Elegant Leisure.
But you know, if you guys make these, I want to hear what your experiences are.
Exactly.
Or do you just listen to people drink? That's weird.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I hate to agree with him, but that is weird. If you just listen to people drink and don't try these yourself, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like watching somebody walk a dog. Or worse, listen to somebody walk a dog.
Don't do that. Be proactive.
Walk your own dog and make your own drinks and drink them and tell us what you think.
Yeah, that would be awesome. We feel like we're accomplishing something if we could get people to drink more and better.
More and better. In fact, go out to your favorite local establishment and
demand that they make you a golden Cadillac.
Yes, or a Mulatta Daisy.
They'll never make a Mulatta Daisy. It'll take them all night.
That's right. Well, then when they say, "What's a Mulatta Daisy?" say, "No, screw it. Maybe a golden Cadillac." And if you're quick about it, my good man, not only will you get a cheery bar patron, but I'll also tip big.
Yep. Did we?
Wow.
Oh, I missed that.
We missed,
I didn't set that up.
No,
I didn't set it up.
I'll try again?
Yes, I thought maybe you were...
Take two.
If you, Dave, Dave's going to be going to Hawaii. And when Dave is in Hawaii, he is going to be a gentleman of elegant leisure. And no matter where he goes, he's going to do like you do. And
tip big.